Our guest in the cafe this morning is Dick Latson with Commerce Community Cares. Dick, good morning.
Good morning.
Dick, you have the Commerce Community Cares fundraising drive, which we've talked about before, is basically ongoing and will be right on well into 2015.
Yes, we try to run our campaign from the 1st of September through October 31st. So we kick it off with an event that we invite our donors to, and this year was a great success with Brad Davis giving a performance for us.
Uh-huh. And what's your goal?
Goal is $25,000 this year. We've upped our goal considerably, very optimistically, and I'm proud to announce that we're about 80% there of our goal. So, again, this community is coming through for the people in need in this community, mm-hmm. and it's just heartwarming to know that.
And there's 13 organizations that you help out.
That's correct.
Okay, good. When you have brought someone representing one of those organizations.
I have. I'm so very proud to have Belinda Miller here with Hunt County Clothe a Child, and her organization just does some tremendous work in this community, and I'm anxious for the people to hear about
okay.
what she does.
Good. Belinda, thanks for joining us.
You're welcome.
Belinda's a counselor at the Commerce Elementary School, but you've been involved with Clothe the Child now for 18 years.
Absolutely. This is our 25th year in the county, and I've had the honor to be involved for 18 years.
I think most people think of this as something that takes place at Christmas, and it certainly is that, but we were talking, and you told me that really it goes on all year round.
Absolutely. We do our fundraiser now, and the children are able to shop in December for clothing. But the idea is that we provide clothing for children all throughout the year should their family have a need. So it's an ongoing process for the kids in our county.
Mm-hmm. And as a counselor at Commerce Elementary, and this is not just for small children.
No.
But as a counselor at Commerce Elementary, you come in contact with kids that you know are in need of some help.
Absolutely. We have a great staff of counselors for Commerce ISD. And each of those counselors on our four campuses help put together this program each year. So,
describe a little bit about how this works. This is kind of different, the way that the kids get the clothes. So describe that.
The children are nominated by their teachers. We start that process about October, and they're also nominated through social services groups. It might be MHMR, ECI. Then a child might be nominated on my campus or the high school campus. Then we send a letter home to that family, and that family decides if they have the need or not, and they send back a letter to me to tell me all of the children that are in school in our district, and all of those children go on our list if they are school-age children.
Uh-huh. And then ultimately, the children get to pick out their own clothes.
Exactly. Walmart does a great job to help us out. We are shopping on the 9th and 10th, and the families come, and we have volunteers that come from the National Honor Society at the high school, as well as community people come to help us, and they get to go throughout the store and pick out new clothes, coats and socks and underwear, and it's Christmas in the 1st of December. It's a mm-hmm. great time for them and their families.
Mm-hmm. We're talking with Belinda Miller with Clothe a Child and the Commerce Elementary School, and of course Dick Latson with Commerce Community Cares. Now, it's important to say that people should be making cash donations. You don't want people to show up with packages of clothes.
Absolutely, because each family knows what their children need. And so we ask folks to make a cash donation, and those donations are accepted now. They can be sent to Commerce Elementary School, and we will put those in our account and take care of our kids. This year we have 211 children that represent all four campuses of our school district.
Mm-hmm. Now, this program, though, exists outside of Commerce, doesn't it?
It does. It is a Hunt County program. So school districts in Hunt County decide if it works for them or if this is something they want to participate in. And so we do have the school districts all throughout the county. Commerce and Celeste and Campbell shop in Commerce, and then the others shop in Greenville at Walmart, both places.
Mm-hmm. Are you seeing more need than we did a year ago or maybe 5 years ago, 10 years ago?
Yes, we are. The need is great. And these are children that don't just want a new coat. These are children who need a new coat. These are sometimes our university students who have children and they are in need of clothes for their children. They also might be grandma that suddenly these children ended up on their doorstep and they weren't prepared for them.
Is there a deadline by which time people need to have made a donation if they're going to do it?
if they're going to make a donation for this shopping year, we really need it by the 1st of December. But you can continue to make donations because we are looking for sources to help our kids all throughout the year. Mm-hmm. So we would be so incredibly grateful to take your donation anytime.
Good. Dick?
As would we.
Right. With Dick.
And the donations Commerce Community Cares, just to clarify, the money is dispersed between the 13 agencies. And an easy way to do that without having to remember an address would be just to drop your donation off to the Chamber of Commerce, and we will be sure to get it, and you'll receive a thank you note from us.
Very good. Dick Latson with Commerce Community Cares, Belinda Miller with Clothe the Child. Thank you both for having a cup of coffee with us this morning.
Thank you for inviting us.
And you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.